Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, the Chapter 5, Mishnah 7, and Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Mishnah 7. Echad shor ve'echad kol behema nefilas habor, lafrashas har tzinai, utshlashlume kefel, v'lashavas aveda, lefrika, lechasima, lekilayim, lashavas. Both for an ox, as well as for any animal, for falling into a pit, for keeping away from Har Sinai, for the double payment, kefil, for returning a lost article, for unloading, for muzzling, for different types of klayim, and for Shabbos. V'kein, chaya v'of k'yotze behen, and similarly a wild animal, a bird, etc., similar things. Im kein, lama nemer shur or chamor. So if an ox or any animal is chayav all of these things, why did it say an ox or a donkey? Ela shedibra kasav behoda, because the Torah speaks of what is usual. Okay, so the ox or a donkey applies to all animals, as well as to wild animals and to birds, and this is the case for other matters as well. This is the way it works. So again, if an ox or any animal falls into the pit, the same law applies to all animals. You have to give the money to the owner of the animal. And as far as keeping away from Har Sinai, we're talking about the giving of the Torah, because it says, well, whether it be animal or man, it shall not live if it gets too close. But the Torah mentioned only animal. Wild beasts and birds are also included. For the twofold restitution, tashlumei kefel, which is for theft, it says, if the theft should be found in the live, whether it be ox or donkey or sheep, he shall pay double. For every matter of trespass, whether it be for ox, for donkey, or for sheep, the cause of both parties shall come before the court. So the law applies for every animal, wild beast or bird, for the Torah included them by saying, for every matter of trespass. For returning a lost article, it's written, if you meet your enemy's ox or donkey going astray, you shall bring it back again. If you see your brother's ox or a sheep being driven away, hide yourself from them. You shall surely bring them back to your brother. So you shall do with his donkey. Right? Again, this is law for every animal, wild beast and bird. Because it says, do with every lost thing of your brother's. Laprika, for unloading, it's written, if you see the donkey of him that hates you lying under its burden, you shall forbear to pass by him. You shall surely release it with him. Okay, that's the law for any animal, wild beast and bird, which we learn from the analogous use of donkey in the Torah regarding Shabbos. It says, nor your donkey, nor any of your beasts. Lasima, from muzzling, says you should not muzzle the ox when he treads out in the corn. We learn from the analogous use of ox and ox in the Torah twice regarding the Shabbos that all animals, beasts, and birds are included in this general rule. And when it says, for diverse kinds, it's written, you shall not let your animal gender with a diverse kind. Again, a law for all wild beasts and birds. You shall not plow with an ox or a donkey together. This is the law for any two different types of animals or beasts. The Rambam rules, however, that the Torah law is that a person is not chayav for the transgression of plowing with klayim unless he plows and leads two kinds, one of which is ritually clean and the other which is unclean, such as a donkey and an ox. The Chachamim, however, the rabbis, forbade the combination of two kinds, whether the two are unclean or the two are clean. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Asher rules that any combination of two kinds is forbidden by the Torah and for the cessation of work by an animal on the Shabbos. Because it says, you shall not do any manner of work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your cattle. So it's similarly a wild animal and a bird and the like, as we explained concerning each of the matters listed below in the Mishnah. So, why did the donkey write? Why did the Torah write ox or donkey? Right, because it speaks of what's usual, something that's prevalent and common. Since it's usual for a person to make more use of an ox or a donkey than for other animals, so then that's what the language that is being used. Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Hakonis son ladir v'nal b'faneha karoy v'yatsa v'zika pater. If a person takes a sheep into a fold, locks it in properly, then went out and it caused damage, he's pater. Lo na b'faneha karoy, but if he did not lock it in properly, v'yatsa v'hizika, went out and did damage, chayev, he's obligated. Nifritza Belaila, if it were broken into at night, O Shafrutsuha Listim, or robbers broke into it, V'yatza V'zika, and it got out and it did damage, Pater. Hotziuho Listim, Halistim Chayavim. If the robbers let it out, then the robbers are Chayav. So in this parak, chapter 6, the first three Mishnayos are going to teach the laws of tooth and foot damages. So we're teaching about sheep instead of ox, and it teaches what type of guarding exempts an owner from being chayav for these damages. So to be locked in properly, again, it has to be a door that's capable of withstanding an ordinary wind, and it causes damages with its tooth or its foot. The owner of the sheep is exempt. Even though he guarded the flocks and the flock of his sheep in an inferior manner, he locked it in with a door not capable of withstanding an extraordinary wind. However, since tooth and foot are mu'ah, they happen frequently, even inferior guarding will putter them. Now, if he didn't lock it in properly, the door couldn't withstand even an ordinary wind, and it did damage, tooth or foot, he's chayev, because he was negligent. If he locks them in properly, but the door is broken into, right? Robbers broke into it, etc. So then he's exempt only if it was at night. If it was broken into during the day, and there was enough time for him to learn of this and come and guard the flock, then according to Tosfos, he is chayev. If the robbers let out the animal themselves, then the robbers are liable, because they acquired it once they let it out. The Gemara explains that even if they did not actually take the flock out, but only stood in front of it until they went out and, you know, watched them out, this is also as if they had taken it out with their own hands, and they're chayev, according to the Rambam. Now, when the robbers broke in, however, they're not liable for the damage of the flock, for it's only a grama, it's indirect damage. But if they stood there and let them out, then they are chayev. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnahs 2 and 3.